Good morning, Brian and Great Britain, and this is our first show here at Birmingham. Playing the electric guitar, this is Val McCallum. And playing all manner of stringed instruments, pedal steel, lap steel, acoustic guitar, this is Greg Leese. Playing the drums, Mauricio Luak. And on the bass, Bob Glaub. Playing the keyboards and singing, Jeff Young. And joining us now singing, this is Siobhan Stewart. Thank you. our children come to harm, live in the safety of our arms. With all we disagree about, the passions burn, the heart goes out. And we're alone, we're gone, down this wild road we're on. It's gonna take us. States last year. It was more or less a celebration of the way the railroad influenced the development of the United States. It was done by the conceptual artist Doug Aitken. And it started in New York and it went to Chicago and Kansas and a lot of stops along the way. They invited various artists in these locations to come out and join the train and do an art-specific piece for the train. I agreed to show up in Winslow, Arizona and play there. I've been to Winslow and there's no other reason for the Winslow to even be there other than the railroad. It was built by the railroad. I wrote this song so I would have some site-specific song to play on this occasion. But I also sort of pay tribute in this song to these, hobos is what they are. People call them hobos. And a lot of people got around the country for the whole, all of the 20th century just by jumping on the train and going wherever it took them next. People, it's free transportation. Of course, people like Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston and all kinds of people rode the rails, and it was pretty common. So, this is like a blogger. I think he might be from Glasgow. Maybe he's from around here, I'm not sure. There's a younger person who was blogging and said he read an interview, but I can. Because he didn't get that background, he didn't get that people really, a lot of people travel that way, they just thought that I had written about a bunch of people that were camping in railroad tracks. knew where I lived when I was a kid. But it was pretty common. They were kind of everywhere. Anyway, I kind of liked that. I liked that, seeing these people that didn't have any jobs and didn't have any place to be. I suppose I romanticized it when I was 8 or 9. I thought, how cool. That's what I want to do. Anyway, this is called Leaving Winslow. Thank you. much talking these days. These days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I had not forgotten. Yeah, this song was written by a good friend of mine who was playing in my band at the time we made Running on Empty, named Annie Korchmar. He's a great songwriter, great producer, great guitar player. We've been trying to write songs for this album. I sometimes think that he and I were pretty, kind of the only ones that really knew we were making an album. I mean, we told them we were making an album, but it just seemed so unlikely because I think everything really changed. We had a little tape machine in the back room at each gig, so you never really saw recording trucks. There was nothing, you know, that would say we're making an album. And then he and I would stay up all night singing and writing songs. The rest of the band said, right, you're making an album. No, really, we're writing songs for the album. They just figured we were, you know, staying up all night. You know? Finally, we were writing all kinds of songs that we weren't getting any traction. He finally played me this song. And said, that's the song right there. That's the song we need. And he said, yeah, but you didn't write that. I said, it's all right, I can do it, and eventually I'll think I wrote it. This is a kind of an iconic trucking band, a rock and roll trucker band. This is called Shaky Town. a nice auditorium. That's best to hear a concert. There's somebody talking last night that I went to go see Bill Frisell play in London, and Greg Lee's playing with him. And so what do you call them? You call them Burmese? The Burmese? Right? And this guy was talking about all the various different regional accents and swell points of view, actually, in England, and how, you know, like, he was talking about being in the army and how they would try to get things done, and they would have all kinds of, they'd have the Geordies fighting with the, what do they call the people from Manchester? And then it took actually sprinkling, or like trying to liberally, you know, just getting a bunch of Burmese in there to like sort of make everybody be nice to each other, so nice people. 3, met his wife, second wife actually. I got given this, the opportunity to put this song to, these words to music. It was a long letter. They just told me it was an unfinished song when they gave it to me. But the Guthrie family had been giving people various manuscripts, lyrics. One of my favorite records is that Wilco Billy Bragg record, Mermaid Avenue, where they wrote a beautiful Woody Guthrie song. It was such an amazing testament to him that they continue to write songs, continue to be new Woody Guthrie songs. So this was written on the 100th anniversary of his, well, it was released. This was written a few years before, but for its 100th anniversary, there was a record called The Note of Hope, and a Rob Wasserman record. And when we first got it together, it was about 15 minutes long. I couldn't see getting it any shorter because, you know, it was Woody Guthrie's life. I didn't feel like this, you know, taking any of it out. And later I began to think that maybe it'd be better if it were like a, you know, like, I mean, the great thing about his songs is they're all hummable, you know, memorable. I couldn't remember the 15-minute version is what I'm saying. I couldn't get through it. And I, even if I had the lyrics on the teleprompter and I did that, which I'm kind of averse to, I don't like teleprompters because it just reminds me too much of the American presidency. But, you know, and there are a lot of musicians who have used them, but, and I forgive them because they have all written a lot more songs than I have, so they must need it. But even if I had the teleprompter, I mean, you know, you'd have to check your watch about halfway through. Finally, we got this thing cut down to about the right side. I made a few more changes for this record. This is Woody Guthrie's song, You Know the Night.
You know the night, you know.
There were still beasts that smashed my eyes across all the land. There were still beasts that peeped, meeting him in the dark. And maybe around the corner, or even in the park. It's when we get together, we look at each other. We get a hold of our scattered dreams and we bring them and beat them and wrestle and fight them and eat them and keep them and weld them together. Like I'm from the valley, like I'm from the valley, fire from the sky. Like I'm from the valley, fire from the sky. This fast brother's beat runs on people's eyes.
Dreaming.
Surfing, and it was challenging enough to write even one verse about surfing, but and after that verse, I thought the verse came out pretty good, so after that I just sort of like veered off into the question of the health of the ocean, which as many of you I'm sure know is critical. Yes. Something I heard recently is that every second breath you take comes from the life forms that are in the ocean. So I've taken to asking people, even in landlocked places like Ohio, you know, if they think they have an ocean, whether they think of it as their ocean. We certainly, without the ocean, you know, won't be able to live anywhere on Earth. So. And then I veer off into a whole diatribe about empire. I'm sure you're hard to wait. But I tried to avoid writing one of my rock essays. It's just really is a song about love for the ocean. If I could be anyone.
Disappear. And the world can't take it. And the birds won't. People are begging for some smarter response.
state of politics in the United States. Which I'm sure there's some of the same things going on here. In fact, I'm quite certain, but I thought it was really amusing. We had in one of the elections a few years ago, maybe it was 8 years ago or 6 years ago, there was this letter writing campaign on the part of the readers of the Guardian to write to what they call the swing states, people in the swing states. Sorry, I'm laughing about this because it's not funny. But it was kind of funny because I'm sure that the good intentions were, they intended to like persuade people in the United States to vote their conscience, and the response from the part of these people in the swing states was so vitriolic it just sort of took the breath away. I don't know if you ever heard of this or read about it, but it was shocking even to me, who I'm pretty jaded about these things. Anyway, this is a song where I try not to write a rock essay. I can't, after playing for a while, I realized there was no way around sort of trying to delineate who I'm talking about when I say, which side are you on?
Mountain is, and so
song that I wrote, started to write at the time of the Haitian earthquake about 3 years ago. And it's the title song of the album that we just released. I say we. I released, but everybody here is on that record. Happy to have everybody here in this particular band.
Heavens, standing in the breeze.
But you know the change the world needs now is there in everyone. Through a verse that you've forgotten, and no one really know. Almost nobody. What was it? I'm not sure what you said in this thing. Forgive me. I'm so used to people yelling the song title or something. We forgive you. I don't think I know that one. I was just thinking that I was playing this song that I hadn't quite finished. And it was on tour, this is a long time ago, I think it's like 1982 or something. I was here in Great Britain. And I don't want to say anything rash, but it may be that you listen a little closer than they do where I'm from. But I was kind of like la-la-laing my way through a section of the song. It was a very unformed song, you know, but we went on. We had a good time playing it. It was the band I was going to cut the song with, and I thought it was really, you know, worth our time. But the end of it, the applause died down. There was like a call, a voice from the back said, "That was a load of crap." And I knew what he was talking about.
Thank you.
the advancing technology is on my side. It's so great that we have these, well, that I have these things, these in-ear monitors. Makes it a little bit easier. Here's a song that was, this is a really old song. I wrote this song long, long ago. And although it's been heard a few times in the 40 plus years since I wrote it, it wasn't until this year that I really found a guy that could play it the way I originally heard it. I wish I could say that I originally heard it this way with every note that Greg put in it. But this is my good friend Greg Lees, who play this song in its full arrangement. It's what was going on in my head when I was 18.
Thank you.
fast. We're really happy that it's here, and happy that I'm happy that these guys, this guy just flew in, they just arrived yesterday morning. Some of them, Greg and I have been in, been on the side of Atlantic for a while. So everybody else, crew included, just got here yesterday. I'm very happy that they are here. I'm sitting down by the river, down by the river side. Everybody's going somewhere, riding just as fast as they can run. Well, I guess they got a lot to do before they can rest. They should be just a fine, pretty guy for me, baby. He can let me slide. Cause I've been looking down this highway far as my eyes can see. No matter how fast I run, I can never seem to get away from me. Jet lag for all my bands. That's what I was thinking the other night. I was watching Bill Frisell and Greg Lease play. They did some sort of, I don't know if they're qualified for the Guinness World Book, but there's something like 21 airplane flights in for 24 shows in 24 days. I mean, it was something, you know, bestial like that. But they played so great. They were just in this place. Maybe I think like fatigue and, you know, maybe it's good for music, right? It's probably not the air travel. That's good. So I've probably been doing this wrong. You know, I try to get a good night's sleep every night, and you know, should probably just let it rip. How about all of you? Are you sleeping well?
I wanna know what they came of changes.
scattered and so strong, only to surrender. please come and see everyone. God bless. Check out. Amen. Thank you so much for making us welcome tonight. Thank you. far below this morning sun. You and your life, me and mine, we have begun. Here we stand, and without speaking, draw the water from the well, and stare beyond the place to where the mountain lies so still. It's a long way that I have come across the sand to find you here among these people in the sun. Where the family's worth the land, as they have always done. Oh, so far the other way, my country's gone. Across my home has grown the shadow of a cruel, senseless hand. Though in some strong hearts, the love and truth remain. And it has taken me this distance, and the woman's smile to learn that my heart remains alone. But then I must return. It's a long way that I have come across the sand to find you here among your. Where your children will be born, you watch them as they learn. Oh, so far the other way, my life is gone. If you look for me, Maria, you will find me in the shade. Why the wake or in the dream, it's hard to tell. Come to me, Maria, I will show you what I've been. It's a picture for Our Lady of the Well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.